Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Well, welcome everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel, here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Now, today is the first episode that we're merging the Gift of Choice shows with The Holistic Entrepreneur. And today I have a guest. Priya Arora is with us today, and I'm going to introduce her in just a moment. But first, I always want to take a moment to tell you how much I appreciate all of you taking time out of your busy day to spend your valuable time here with me on the show. I know that time is our most precious asset, so I always want to make sure that these shows are value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent. Now, I think being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do. You come from that heart-centered place. You want to make a difference in the world. You love helping others live their dream. Perhaps that's why you've decided to join us on the show today. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. I hope that you find this will be another great show with insights to help you on your entrepreneur journey. Now, please check out the show page before you leave. There's always a gift for you there. And today I have a gift from our guest, as well as links to connect with my guest and myself. Now, maybe you have a message to share. You know, I always love meeting new people and having them on the show. So reach out to me if you would like to reach people all over the world with your message. And now I always want to remind you that what we talk about on the show is not meant to be a substitute for medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. I always want to preface every show that we do with that little reminder for us all. And another little carryover from the Gift of Choice show, I want to remind you to take a moment to just be still. To just stop whatever you're doing and simply breathe. Pay attention to your breathing. And as the air comes in, notice all of the wonderful things that are out there for you. And as you exhale, let everything go that you don't need right now. Everything else can wait. It's always good to take that time to just pause. So I always want to remind you when we do the show each week to take that time for yourself. You're really the only one that can give that gift to yourself. Now, let me introduce our guest for today. I'm so excited to have Priya here. Priya Arora is an intuitive healer, certified Ayurveda and yoga practitioner. She's a Vedic astrologer as well. For over three decades, she has dedicated her life to healing and moving people towards awakening their consciousness. After the doctors had diagnosed her with Hodgkin's lymphoma and gave her only a month to live, she cured her illness through Ayurveda and committed herself to sharing her secrets to healing with the world. Priya helps people feel alive and live with prosperity, meaning making more money, and live with purpose, making a difference, and power, making an impact. She helps people with this through her signature five-step Veda Candy Success Program, the most comprehensive healing system for the soul journey based on ancient Vedic principles from India. Priya helps conscious-minded people awaken their fullest, highest potential. Join me now in welcoming Priya Arora to the show.
Well, welcome, Priya. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day.
Thank you so much for having me. This is wonderful.
You know, I read a little bit about people in their bio, obviously, but there's always more to the story. Would you share with us a little bit more about your journey and what brings you to the work that you do today?
Well, thank you, Bonnie. I'm so delighted to share this with everyone. My journey started back in 97 when I was in the corporate world and having a very successful career in the tech industry. And I had gone to visit my spiritual master in India. I came back and I was profusely sick. I had temperatures of 103, 104, 105. Going up sometimes even more, ending up in the emergency room. And it just continued like that. And then over the course of 3 months, I'm going to try to keep it really tight and short because it's a long story, but I'll try to keep it concise. Over the course of 3 months, I was diagnosed with all kinds of autoimmune diseases like lupus and chronic rheumatoid arthritis and whatever autoimmune was out there, I pretty much had it because my body was shutting down. And over the course of the 3 months, I went to so many doctors and reputable hospitals to find out where did this start from in my body. But the only information I would really get is that, we need to take care of this. Here are the prescription drugs and just take it and see what happens. So that was not very satisfying for me because I had kind of a rebellious nature. So I would always ask the question, well, where did this start from in my body? Like, if you can tell me, then I'll take these medications. But there were so many medications and then those started having issues in my body. But over the course of the time, no one could really tell me what really happened to me or where it started in my body because my body was shutting down. And so finally, at the end of 3 months, I was told I had Hodgkin's lymphoma, and I was given like a month or two left to live. And by then, I was really angry too, because I felt like, you know, I was sort of like not taken care of very well by the medical professionals, although I met very good doctors. But to me, it was like, well, aren't they doctors? They're supposed to heal me. But instead of healing me, it was like writing prescriptions and giving me things to go, just take and see what happens. So after when I was diagnosed with that, they told me I needed chemotherapy right away and all of that. So I found an Ayurvedic doctor through divine grace. And that was through my cousin, who called up and just out of nowhere. And he was talking to my mom and he says, my nephew, who had gone and gotten one of the immunizations, he ended up with, he had a polio immunization, and he ended up getting, his body had an adverse reaction, and it paralyzed him from his waist down. He was 9 years old. Mm. This is my nephew. And this Ayurveda doctor helped reverse everything over the course of a year, when the Western medicine basically said it wasn't our fault, it had nothing to do with it. So I was like, well, I'm game, I'm down, I'm going to do it, because I don't believe in anything, that the chemotherapy, I don't want any of that, because I just don't believe I don't understand what they're killing in my body. If they even put chemotherapy in, like, what are they targeting? What are they addressing? So those kind of questions were all brewing in my mind, and I had a very strong faith in God. So I really just surrendered myself, and I said, if it's my time is up on earth, it is up on earth. I probably have something else to do. I don't know. But, I found the Ayurveda doctor through my cousin. I ended up going to him, and I was healed in 3 weeks. And also in this time when I was going through my process, I had a divine healing experience where I basically crossed over and I met my spiritual master. I was with him and I had an opportunity to not come back, but I asked to come back. And when I came back, I literally went back to the corporate world and saw how we create disease. The dimensions and the world that I was living in was no longer the same for me. I had tapped into a particular space and time and whatever that is, another dimension, which gave me the gifts to really heal. I was born an intuitive. I always knew I had these gifts, but once I went through this process, I really knew my purpose in this world, which is to help people understand about their own health and wellness and their spiritual journey, their soul journey, where they're going. And Ayurveda medicine seemed to be the way that I could bring this all into light. So over the years, it's taken me, I just surrendered to God, and I dedicated my life to Ayurvedic medicine and yoga and everything else that came with the Vedic sciences to help people understand how they can prevent disease, how they can set goals, how to become really self-aware, have control over yourself, make better decisions, express your emotions without it becoming a disease in your body, having empathy and compassion. So these kind of things is what I work with. So this is how I came to this work.
Oh my, what an amazing story. And there's so many juicy nuggets in there. Oh my goodness, I want to dive into some of that. Now, I'm just curious, were you, did you practice Ayurvedic medicine before you got sick as well?
I had no idea what Ayurveda was. I was born in an Indian family, and we ate turmeric growing up and doing all the home remedies, mm-hmm. but nobody ever talked about Ayurveda because See, Ayurveda is a 5,000-year-old healing system from India. It's pretty ancient. When there was a whole history around the British coming to India, and you know, a lot of the books were destroyed, you couldn't practice any of this. So the way it was passed down was through an oral tradition. And there are these verses that are said, and all of it gives you, it was transferring information to another person through the wisdom of, like, just saying these, it's called sutras. Mm-hmm. Sutras are like threads of wisdom, and they're just verses that you can teach somebody. So a teacher will teach a student, not just by reading a book, but by these verses. And so there's a whole science involved in this. So it's a pretty old tradition.
Mm. And the little that I know of Ayurveda is, it's a whole other language. It's a whole other, it's so different than our traditional Western medicine, which is a good thing in my mind. Now you said, there's one thing that you said, well, there are many things that you said, but this one when I ask you a little bit about, you said you went back to corporate America after you were well again.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So I was working in corporate America. I had a really good job, a successful career, and a promised success kind of a career. But when I went back after my illness, going back to work, you start to see, I had a couple of laptops. I had those big pagers where, you know, that your boss can find you anywhere you go in the world. And I had the cell phones. It was all, the technology was just really booming at the time and coming up. And this was in 1997. And it was, when I went back to work, I just saw, like, people don't take time out. They don't, they just don't have a connection to their own self-awareness. They're sort of like just puppets running around, you know, and they're disconnected. I mean, you may have problems at home, but when you come to work, you don't talk about it. You don't bring it into the picture. And if you do go to HR to tell them that there's a problem, the way they look at a wellness in this, world today is that if you smile and you're happy, you look good from the outside, and then you go to the doctor, and even if you're having anxiety or something and they've given you pills, you're fine. You're back to work and you're just fine. There's nothing else going on. Well, we're all human beings. There's so much more to us. And there's just so much that, you know, we're born to express ourselves and live to your highest potential. There's an agreement that you made before you came on earth about what your purpose is and what you came here to do. And most people are just blind to that. They're just kind of blindly go through life and never see what they're really here to do, because you're paying bills, and there's a disconnection with the human spirit. And that's what I really saw when I came back.
Yeah. Once you go through, I had a, not anywhere near to the degree that you did, but I had a really bad car accident in 2009. And I was in a coma for a while, and bad brain injury and all of that. But it's so true. When you come back to that state of wellness, you see the world differently, and you see how much of a mess it is.
Right, Bonnie. You know, it's so true. If you've experienced that, then you know what it's like. It's like the world does not seem the same. The same problems or the same issues you had in a relationship just seem to be, doesn't seem to be the same anymore. You know, you're like, you've risen above all of that, and you're coming from a different place.
Yeah, and for me at least, and I'm sure for you and many others, gratitude is a whole nother level when you come back.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I mean, knowing that your physical body is the vessel that you live in, and how we deliver information, and I mean, like, you doing this show is amazing. Just found out about you and all this, and I'm so in love with everything that you do already. But it's such a gift when you're able to share at this level. It's really wonderful.
Well, and I think especially at this point in time, you know, we talked about Ayurveda, and I think going back to basics, going back to the old traditions, the old medicine, Ayurveda being one of them, I think that's so critical in today's society. What do you, speak to that a little bit, would you?
Yes, of course. In today's society, where there's so many disconnects, the virtual world that we live in, the technology, there's communication, and it's such a great blessing. But it's it's like we all have choices, you know. It's like whether you have life do you or you do life.
Ooh, and
if you're just going through blindly, wake up every morning, you know, and do your day and then roll back into bed and go to sleep or crash into sleeping because you're so exhausted and wake up and rinse and repeat that life, well, then, you know, life is doing you. But mm-hmm. if you become aware of everything that's happening around you and just say enough, or I'm going to make a change now, or make the decision about why you want a better life. And you know, it's just, when we look at life today, how is success looked at and measured? It's really interesting, because most people think that success is running after the money and making more around that and buying the nice big house, the nice car. And comforts are wonderful. I mean, I love comfort. I mean, in our Indian traditions, if you look at the goddesses, I mean, they're dripping with jewelry. There's, you don't see any of the goddesses with no jewelry. You know, it's there's just so much abundance. It doesn't mean that when you are in the spiritual realm, that doesn't mean that you have to be poor or you have to be lacking something because you're helping others. Usually that's the mindset of people when you're in the spiritual world and you're doing spiritual work, that why are you charging money for it, or why are you making money around that? And that's a whole belief system that can be destroyed very quickly. Mm-hmm. When we have these conversations, because of course you, as a healer, you have to be able to you know, sustain yourself so that you can help so many others. But why we need it today, you asked that question. Mm-hmm. The technology and communications today is moving so fast and so rapidly that we miss the beat. And you can already see the gap being created in our society with people who are catching on to all the technology and moving fast forward, and then those people who have not gotten on board as fast, or maybe not at all. And there's this huge gap being created between these groups of people. And in between, the communication is also not quite so clear. So people, there's a lot of misunderstanding in how things are moving. Look at the millennials and versus people who are much older. You know, there's a lot of older people have gotten on to technology, but not like what the millennials are already supercharged and super wired with that stuff in their brain. They're born with it. That's just one aspect. And then the other is that when things are moving so fast, we miss the rhythm of our own heartbeat. You know, your own heartbeat has a rhythm with the way the universe is working. What is anxiety? Anxiety is we're trying to move too fast. We're thinking too much about, and then fear comes in between all of that, because we don't know what's going to happen in the unknown, in the tomorrow, in the future, as opposed to living in the right now. And this is the biggest problem that we have right now, where people are no longer living in the present moment because of technology. I mean, how easy is it to just turn on your phone and start going on through Facebook or something? It's just so, it captures you and then takes your energy. But what are you doing to rebalance yourself when you do miss that?
It's so much wisdom there. And you know, and maybe this is just a Bonnie-ism, but a lot of the things that you talk about, and you're speaking my language when you talk about, you know, things like yoga or meditation or chakras. I'm a Reiki master myself, and I get that. So to me, there's, you know, taking Ayurvedic medicine full blown, doing everything, because there's a lot to it, or at least doing some of these things, like being still. You know, I love the saying that you offered before. Do you do life, or does life do you? I love that. You know, so it's just taking that time to stop, whether it's, you know, 5 minutes or an hour of meditation, or whether it's just stopping for 2 minutes and just breathing. You know, we have to breathe anyway. So is your, you know, in the clients that you see, in the work that you do you see sort of a realm of, you know, from people who want to sort of dabble a little bit and do some of these things to people who are full blown and everything? I want to, you know,
yes,
I want to do everything.
Yeah. Yeah. You get everybody. You know, I had a wellness center. So after, when I learned about Ayurvedic medicine. I left the corporate world after that, and I started my business in 2002, and I haven't looked back since. So I've just, you know, been able to grow and things like that. But I have been blessed to be able to serve over thousands of people. And in my work, I had a wellness center in Palo Alto until they demolished my building there. And then I had to move 2 years ago. But it was what I learned is that there are these processes. And so I created this candy system. It's called my Veda candy system. So in it, it's like the candies is an acronym for chakras, Ayurveda, nourishment, detox, and yoga. And I combine this with the Vedic astrology to find out a lot about the person that I'm working with. And this becomes, this has been the process. What I found when with working with all these people, that it really takes all of those areas, all those energies. And you said you're a Reiki master. So you know how energy plays such a big role in all of this. But when we try to define what is energy, because we can't touch energy in a way intangibly, you know, you can feel it, and you can a person like you can probably maneuver energy, but most people, they don't even know what that is. So the chakra system all has to do with the subtle energies, and I like to explain it from that place. And with all the places in your body. And then the Ayurveda part is how you connect with Mother Nature. And it's based on the five elements of earth, water, fire, air, and space. And these five elements are broken down into three categories, which are combinations of these five elements called Vata, Pitta, and Kapha. So these three constitutions are the way we look at the mind-body types in people based on what their makeup is, based on what Mother Nature wanted you to be from your physical standpoint. And also we look at, there's so much to it. There's so many dimensions because it's physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, energetic, all ways of looking at one human body. In this, we also want to look at the nourishment aspect. And nourishment is not only the food that you eat and your digestive system, but it has to do with what you're hearing. What are you feeling? What are you seeing? What are you doing? All of this is nourishing your body, your mind, your soul. And then the detox portion is, there's a huge aspect of detox in Ayurveda we call Panchakarma, which is a process I had similarly gone through when I was ill. Where, you know, you're looking at the body from inside out and what tissues need nourishment, what's really going on. So there's a whole medical science behind how to look at a physical body in healing it. And the detox is, I look at it like, you know, it's really purifying, because when you're eliminating toxins, you're eliminating things that are not serving you in your life at a energetic and mental level, then you are coming to this place of purity, and you can think clearly now, because until and unless you get rid of that stuff that doesn't serve you anymore, you can't stand in clarity. Mm-hmm. And then the last part of it is yoga. And in Sanskrit, yog means union, which means the union of mind, body, and breath. So it's like the union of everything. When you're aligned with your mind, your body, and how you're breathing, and you're really present in the moment, that's when yoga begins. So many people think yoga is just the practice of asanas and standing in positions and, you know, doing things like that. And that's just a one little piece of it. But yoga is really about taming the mind, or like seizing all thought waves in the mind. There's the second verse in the Patanjali Sutras says, yogas chitta vritti nirodha, which means when the thought waves in your mind cease to exist, that is when yoga begins. When you quieten yourself to that place, what you said earlier, Bonnie, is when you get really in that present, that's when yoga really begins, because now you have the ability to go beyond this physical limitation of this physical body. Because you can't do it if your mind is in over chatter and overdrive, you know.
Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people, especially in the U.S. here, look at yoga as an exercise, you know, to mm-hmm. tone, to lose weight, or whatever. Do you think very many people actually ever get to the true meaning of yoga, to that stillness?
Well, it's really interesting because how it's evolved in the United States. You know, in the 70s, there were so many wonderful, amazing people that were practicing yoga, but they were just really interested in learning from their teachers and masters, and they went out and did it in the way that was most appropriate. But as time evolved in the 80s, I think the 90s, and Bikram yoga came out with a hot yoga, it started to sort of construe the message, you know, of what real yoga was. Okay. But I think it's all coming back now because there's a lot out there, and people even are making it into exercises and patenting some breathing techniques. And it's really funny to see what they've done with yoga because everybody wants to benefit and make money off of it. And, you know, this is a very interesting piece because I try to educate the people in yoga that are teachers that, you know, there's a spiritual world and then there's a physical world that we live in. The spiritual world is one that is for your own spiritual progress, and you can bring those kind of foundations and put it into your own business life so that you can progress and move forward and have a fabulous life because you're living with authenticity. You're living, you know, even if it's different religions, you're reading scriptures, you're reading those things, and it's giving you that foundation. But money is money. You know, when you go out there in the world and you're trying to create money and success, you've got to count your money. You've got to do your bank balances. I mean, yes, we can manifest it through our mind and thinking and all that, but at the same time, when you want to have success, you've got to have a very clear picture about the kind of success you want and how you're going to get that. And that's why a lot of spiritual people, they don't succeed in business. You know, but yoga is one of those things. That yoga is a practice. Yoga is not a business. Yoga is given as a gift to humankind to take yourself out into and raise your consciousness, raise your vibration, take you to another place so that you can live in that. When people start to do yoga, I was up at Mount Madonna, and I met a lot of people who are retired, and there was one man in particular, and I asked him, he told me he had a very successful company in the Silicon Valley, and he said, I've done it for years, and I've missed out on my kids, and I missed out on being with my wife, and I missed out on a lot of things over the years, but I finally got it, and I practice yoga every day now. And I said, well, do you have your business, or are you connected to it? And he said, no, I sold everything, because I really got the meaning that I have to live in the present moment, and the only thing that matters is right now.
Oh, good.
That was profound. He just really lit the light in my head.
You know, we could talk about this all day, Priya, because this is a great, great conversation. But I know that life is busy and people's brains are already full of stuff. So if people could leave with just one message, what's the most important message that you would like our listeners to leave with based on our conversation today? Maybe it's something we talked about, maybe it's something that we haven't even gotten to yet.
Well, I think the biggest message for all of us is that the only goal in our life is to serve and live at your highest potential. And whatever that is for you, you must find it. And your life will be worthwhile. It's just that we have to dive deep into ourselves and find, what is that agreement that you made before you took birth? What is it that you came here to do on earth? Because if you know your purpose, you know your calling, you know you can get out of bed every morning without thinking twice, and you'll be on your way to living life. And why not feel alive?
I love that. Well, I know that after listening to our show today, Priya, that people are going to want more of you. So tell us how everyone can get more of Priya Arora. And I will put your website, a link on the show page, and it's clickable. So you just have to click on it and you'll magically go there. But tell us, what's the best way to find out more about you, your services, how you help people?
Well, thank you. What I did is I created that Veda Candy system instead of trying to spell my name and all that. So it's V-E-D-A, like Veda, V like Victor, E-D-A, Candy, Veda Candy. So I'm on Facebook through Veda Candy, and it's vedacandy.com. It should be, that website should be up in the next 24 hours, but it's vedacandy.com, or you can just go to Facebook and or Instagram. I'm all over. I'm Veda Candy. So wherever you go, you'll find Veda Candy, and Veda Candy is my system because it's candy for life.
I love that. And you know, and I think that you can appreciate this. I know I do. People who have had sort of a near-death experience or a traumatic thing happen to them, you realize that life is too short to not enjoy it to the fullest, to not live your purpose.
Yes, Bonnie, that's magic.
Yeah. So thank you so much for sharing with us today. Like I said, I could listen to you all day because this has been a great conversation, and it's refreshing just to hear you talk about your journey. So thank you for sharing.
Thank you, Bonnie. Thank you so much for having me on your show. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.